Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Good morning. Welcome to the third hour of Radio Law Talk. I'm Todd Kuenin, filling in for Fred Penny. I'm normally seated to the left of Fred. Yes, for those of you well-versed in the Bible, I would be the person on the left. The person on the right, the righteous, is Denise Dirk, seated on the right of Fred when he is here. And Denise is here today in her position of prominence. How are you? How are you holding up for this third hour?
I'm holding up really well. I was kind of thinking about the Queen and, you know, things that have happened. And I'm surprisingly emotional about it. I didn't expect to be, but I guess I'm a little emotional about losing the Queen of England.
She was a big stone that fell in a big pond, and the ripples of her life affected almost everything in ways we can't really imagine.
Right. I never knew anybody else in that role. And so anyway, that's kind of a little bit of a downer. I didn't mean to start off as a downer, but I'm glad she's getting the recognition and people are giving her the honor that she really did deserve.
Yep, 70 years. On the upside, the Brigham Young and Oregon game is tonight. Is that at Autzen or is that in Provo?
It's at Autzen, and it's right after the show.
It's at 12:30,
wow.
Right?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it's a daytime game, and well, you know where I stand on that. Go Ducks!
Yeah, and and I am Go Cougars, a phrase that works in
has
several
a double entendre.
several contexts.
You were shouting that last night, weren't you, Todd?
Well,
he mistook his cat as a cougar.
Or what? No. Or was it? Or, no.
You're number one, Denise. You are number one.
Todd has a kitty.
I just reminded of, every once in a while things come up, the funny things that I remember from back when my kids are young and I was still married, and then I tell them, and then people go, now we know why you're not married anymore.
Which is Todd's cat's name.
Yes. there was that one.
The non-cougar figure, was that what she was alluding to?
No, she was referring to... Okay, I'm going to tell a story here.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
So before I got married, my now former spouse, she wanted me to get a tan so that we would look good in the wedding photos. Because I have kind of lighter skin. She wanted me to get a tan and to do all of that. And so I went into the tanning booth, and she said, make sure you move around because I don't want any spots or shadows or anything. So before I went into the tanning booth, she didn't know about this. I took some suntan lotion and drew a big smiley face on my torso, the front. And she didn't see that until later on when smiley face.
As the evening progressed, shall we say.
When she could no longer say no.
But the cougar-related one was...
how long after that were you divorced? That's what I want to know.
That was wedding day.
So the cougar-related, though, one was when we took the kids to the zoo, and there was a wildcat exhibit, and there was a big sign that said, do not feed the cougars.
Sure, yeah.
At which point he said, see, kids, your mom's friends can't eat here.
And how long after that were you divorced?
Oh, that was not very long after that. That was
that's a shocker, isn't it, Denise?
That was maybe a year or so after that. Well, oh, come on.
I think it's great. I love it.
But that is, yes, Brigham Young University is playing the University of Oregon in Oregon. A lot of storylines, the head coach for Brigham Young, not only used to be an assistant coach for Oregon, but also interviewed for the head coaching job last December. in Oregon, and shortly thereafter was signed to a very long-term extension with Brigham Young University. And so, you know, there's all of that going on.
And also, based on body type, auditioned for the duck role, the actual mascot.
Oh. And then, you know, that the former assistant coach for Georgia is now the coach for Oregon. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How does
that
tie to BYU?
It doesn't. It ties to Oregon. I'm just finishing the story. You got
to
bring it back to the Ducks, you guys.
It doesn't tie to the team that's going to win, so we don't care.
Hey, I haven't been rude yet.
We're teasing you. It's a joke, and you know it.
And you know, we can't mention the word duck without saying duck, and goose. Goose being the title of our illustrious host's new book out that maybe still is number one on Amazon in the West Coast. So go ahead and look for Goose online by Fred Penny. It's a great read.
It's the first of three.
Yes.
So it's going to be a really important read.
Amazon Books. If you're interested in having a successful life while wondering how people do it, read Goose.
There you go. Now, a lot of times we say this and we really mean this, that people really tune in because they like Case or No Case. And it's our third hour. Cal has risked his eternal soul on two occasions so far in this show already by bearing false witness, lying to us.
And giving a bad date.
But, you know, just all of that. And he's going to try to redeem himself now.
Well, there's a message on the voicemail about this. It says this.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
That's it. That's all I got.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yeah!
Roger Crovisier was cheap. He made a long commute in a Volkswagen sedan. He bought that car specifically to save money. Well, the inevitable happened, and Roger got in a pretty bad car accident. His wife had lobbied for a larger car, and after the accident, that happened. But Mrs. Crovisier saw the permanent injuries her husband sustained in that fateful on that fateful December day and decided it was time somebody held the German car maker accountable. So she went to her attorney and asked if she might sue the car maker, Volkswagen. He asked on what grounds. She laid out all of her complaints. The size, the flimsy metal, the propensity for the magnesium engine to catch fire and burn and not be able to put out when you dump water on it, the whole deal. And her attorney, a prominent lawyer from the Alioto firm in San Francisco, started working on some paperwork and gathering up information to see if he might file the first case or no case against Volkswagen. So, Mr. Kunin, that's your question. Case or no case?
I don't believe it's me. I think it's Pastor
Okay, Denise, whichever. Denise, yes. Are you first?
Yep.
Okay, sorry, my bad. Go ahead.
That's right.
I don't have a date in there, you notice. All right, go ahead.
Yes, I know. I noticed that.
Okay. Did the Volkswagen have a parachute that didn't open? I just want to know. Okay.
Maybe.
Go on.
So he commuted in the Volkswagen sedan, and he got into a car wreck. Yes. But the question becomes, does the car wreck actually relate to the car itself and the wreck? Was it the wreck caused by the size of the Volkswagen or by the chintzy metal used in the Volkswagen or the engine catching on fire? I mean, did he get injured in the catch on fire? I mean, she wouldn't have any kind of a case unless those defects to that vehicle related directly to the wreck of the car. Stop making fun of me, Todd.
What? I'm just wondering if you're arguing that when it comes to Volkswagens and wrecks, the size doesn't matter. But go on.
No.
Size of the vehicle.
He had to go there, didn't he, Denise? I don't understand.
Yeah, he went there.
But you know what? I helped her out because we're going to a break, and it's going to give her more time to think about it.
Can I, like, put this off for one whole minute? I think I can because I have a really good suggestion about the law firm that you mentioned.
The Alioto firm?
Yes, sir.
Well, they were pretty prominent, you know.
I agree. So you're going to hear my answer when we get back. You want to take us out, Todd?
Well, you hear Todd's answer,
well,
too. Todd is busy being amused at his pithy comments. So, we'll be back.
Stop it. Stop.
hold on. This is Radio Law Talk. We have more coming up.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Oh, that's advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce on September 9th, myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny, available on Amazon Books September 9th.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quick, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride. And watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quick, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quick, car wash.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Boys are weird.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
So we are back in the middle of Case or No Case. The question deals with whether or not a lawsuit was filed against Volkswagen in an accident case. That's just in a nutshell. And it was Denise's turn. She went first on this one to give her answer. Now, I would be remiss if I did not point out that I helped Denise buy some time so she would have time over the break to formulate her answer. And as the break was ending, she gets off her phone and says, oh, my gosh, I still got to come up with an answer.
And Denise is thinking, you can buy me time or you can buy me dinner when you lose to me on Case or No Case.
Okay. So, Denise, what sayest thou?
Well, I think that Cal made up everything because he just throws in Al Edo Firm just to kind of give it some credibility. And I really don't think that this is a case whatsoever.
You are so mean to me sometimes.
No case.
So mean to me sometimes. Have you noticed this, Todd?
I have noticed.
It's just like being at home. Okay, go ahead.
I have noticed that Denise is very forthcoming with her opinion on, in this case, something that I absolutely agree with her on, that you have totally made this up and tried to throw in some facts by referring to the Aliado firm as if somehow we're supposed to go, oh my gosh, that must mean something. He never, you know, he never makes up that stuff. Cal never has a second cup of coffee at home. You know, so kudos if you know that commercial reference.
I don't. Yeah.
It was Uban.
Oh, okay.
Uban, would you like another cup of coffee, sir? Bill never has a second cup of coffee at home. You, Ben, taste so good, you'll drink twice as much of me amped up. Anyway, so...
I thought we agreed on another thing.
What did we agree?
Something that you raised kind of before to throw me off my game, that size doesn't matter.
I don't recall
right?
having this.
You don't remember that?
Unfortunately, I recall, as does Mr. Rogers. Okay.
What was our agreement? I say no case, Cal. You have made this up. You will enjoy your dinner in H-E double hockey sticks.
Here's what
I say. Because of your lie.
Here's what I say.
You're all
No. No, this, no case. Listen, I got, at least I got 1 point, and at least Denise didn't take a tack to deliberately stop me from getting points this time. Although it's not an unusual thing for her to do. That's case or no case, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not saying that I resent that, Denise. And now
I went first. I wasn't the one that kept you from
Go Cougars. Go Cougars. KBYU. Okay, back.
Oh, way to throw down. You know, it is. I am so happy that there is this protective glass between Cal in the engineering booth and us here in the studio room. Otherwise, I'm pretty certain I'd see some throwing down going on.
I'm sure you would. And Denise has a pen in a strategically placed throwing position at the moment. And I, of course, am unhappy about the whole thing because you guys, I thought I had you there. All right. Back to the show, you guys.
Cal's growing this beard out for playing Santa Claus later on this year. I can just say, Mommy, why does Santa Claus have a black eye? Well.
And why does he look so irritated? What's going on with that?
Oh, brother. So,
okay.
When we went into the break at the end of last hour, we were talking about the DNA collection and whether or not it is you have an expectation of privacy, whether or not somebody has an expectation of privacy in their DNA and how that plays out in a criminal case. And I was going to offer this. So the idea here is if law enforcement has a DNA sample that was left at the scene by the perpetrator, but they don't know who that person was, all right? So the question here is, typically what they've been doing up till now is running that DNA sample through some of these genealogical databases to see if there's a hit. And the thing that's helpful for law enforcement is, let's say that the perpetrator never deposited their DNA with the database, but a family member did. The DNA match is going to be so close that they can then zero in on that family member and usually are able to opine whether or not the DNA of the perpetrator is a father or a son,
a cousin,
something like that, and it helps to narrow down their search. Well,
and they basically the law officers will then create the family tree and determine, because they don't know if it's on the mother's side or the father's side, right?
Right.
So they really do have to build up and create the family tree before they can figure that out.
So what they'll do is once they've created that family tree, they will then go surveil. the people that they think are the most likely to be the perpetrator within the family tree, and that's when they go through and they look for DNA maybe left on a Coke can or something that was discarded in the trash. If they can get that, then they test it, and if there is a match to that which was left by the perpetrator, then they'll go get a warrant to actually physically take that person's DNA so they can do this match. So a lot of step-by-step process.
Right. And so there's no expectation of privacy if you drink out of a Coke can and then you discard it in the garbage. You've gotten rid of that. You have not protected it. You don't have expectation of privacy as to that DNA sample on that garbage.
Similarly, if you are the perpetrator of the crime, you don't have an expectation of privacy in the DNA sample that was deposited with the genealogical agency by your cousin. So I don't have an expectation of privacy in anything my cousin did. And if I'm ultimately charged, if I was the perpetrator, my cousin wouldn't have standing in a criminal prosecution against me to suppress evidence that he had submitted, because he's not the one charged with the crime. But a lot of these agencies are developing rules right now, right, that are prohibiting that. What's going on? Really quick.
Well, just imagine the chilling effect to a victim or to victims if their DNA samples from rape kits are being used against them in future crimes or past crimes even. And that's really what this is about. We're trying to become protective of DNA samples that are given by victims and helping to protect their right of privacy as to that DNA, because victims need that kind of help.
And that's DNA in a nutshell. When we come back, we're going to follow up or finish up with a case that just came from the Supreme Court about a religious institution, how that impacts them, and a couple of others about Netflix. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Stay tuned. This is Radio Law Talk. Thank you, Todd. Todd and Denise will be right back with more after we take a break right here on Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4537. 802-341-4537. 802-341-4537. That's 802-341-4537.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800.
USA Radio News.
President Biden is crossing the pond ahead of the state funeral for Queen Elizabeth II. People waiting in line to file past the casket were greeted by King Charles and Prince William, who made an unannounced visit. As expected, the Justice Department has filed their appeal against an order barring it from using documents seized at former President Trump's Florida estate. A Trump-appointed judge denied a similar motion on Thursday. Yeshiva University, an Orthodox Jewish school in New York, abruptly suspended all student club activities after the Supreme Court lifted a hold on an order forcing the school to recognize an LGBTQ student group. Puerto Rico is under a hurricane warning as Fiona heads towards the island. Meanwhile, western Alaska is dealing with remnants of a typhoon expected to bring high winds and flooding to the region. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake. Are you serious?
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So there was a story in the news, story that we saw and we want to cover, and it has to do with a decision by the U.S. Supreme Court, a 5-4 decision, and it's not an opinion like any of the other opinions that we've seen where now this is the law of the land moving forward or what have you. What happens oftentimes, or frequently with the court, is if there is something that one party wants to appeal, and they have to go through an appellate process, but they think, you know, we think that we're going to win on this. Sometimes they can apply for a temporary injunction seeking that the court order something to occur or not happen while the case is pending an appeal. And in this case here, just so you have context, this was a lawsuit involving Yeshiva University in New York. And there was an LGBTQ club that had applied for recognition by the university to engage in university-authorized club activities. And the university denied the club activities, citing that the club's purpose and all that was contrary to the religious teachings of the Torah, the religious teachings of the university. Well, the club, citing a recently enacted New York State law, said, well, this law says you have to recognize us. The university said we're part of the exception carved out for religious universities, and the club said, no, you're not, and the New York trial court, agreed with the club. And so then the university appealed, and supposed to appeal up the chain of command up the appellate chain in New York, but they applied with the U.S. Supreme Court for an injunction allowing them to or keeping them from being required to acknowledge this club while the appeals process is taking place. And this last week, the U.S. Supreme Court, in a 5-4 ruling, came out and said, we're not going to grant your request for a stay keeping you from having to recognize the club. We're not going to grant your request. You have to recognize the club while the appeal is pending at this point. So it's not a decision on the merits of the case. It's more a decision by the court of saying there are certain hoops you got to jump through from an appellate procedure standpoint, and you didn't jump through them. You came right to us initially.
Got to avail yourself of the state procedure.
Yes. And
remedies.
And we're not going to let you circuit. Even if, I mean, it's one of those things where I could see the court saying, even if we thought your appeal was valid or whatever, you still got to do this stuff. It's inappropriate for you to come directly to us and ask for this relief before you've exhausted your appellate remedies.
Yeah, and there was a dissent by Alioto, and it's one of those things that I don't really like to see. And that's where he says, if this case comes back up through the state court and we will hear it, I would decide it this way. And I don't agree with him doing that at this point in the juncture. He should not be saying, I already have prejudged this case. And I just think that that needs to stop in our Supreme Court. We need to get grip on that. You don't need to make any unnecessary comments. It's just really important for that not to happen at this stage.
One of the reasons I think judges do sometimes make those type comments is because one of the considerations when you're seeking injunctive relief is you have to show to the court that you believe you're likely to prevail on your appeal. So let's say, for the sake of arguments, that the university had shown that they are likely to prevail. We can address that in a minute because I don't know that I think they're going to be able to show that. But let's say that they could show that they were likely to prevail on appeal, and ultimately that they did prevail on appeal. Well, the reason a court has to make a determination about likelihood to prevail if they're going to issue a preliminary injunction before they hear the case is because sometimes, you know, somebody would say, well, if I'm likely to prevail on appeal, but it's going to take you a year to make your decision, I'm going to be harmed for that year when I would have otherwise won. So I understand why they issue those statements sometimes and look at it on the likelihood to appeal. But I got to say, in several respects, I'm as conservative as they come, I agree with the majority in this case because you have to follow those steps. If they let you circumvent those steps, where do they draw the line with other folks? And then the other issue is with the underlying case here, with the underlying suit, I recognize that there is a New York carve-out for religious institutions. I think that the hurdle that Yeshiva University is going to face moving forward in this is that their charter for incorporation as a university, they amended back in 1967 to remove the language saying that this university existed for the purpose of religious instruction. It is for granting of degrees, and because they remove that language, they may have a hurdle. Now, maybe if they put that back in, they can take advantage of the carve-out, but you took it out like 55 years ago.
And I think that's really important because the dissent focused on the holy interpretation of the New York State to the Holy Scripture and kind of, you know, undermining a little bit the Torah, kind of, you know, being like, you know, we can't interpret that in a manner that is other than Holy Scripture. But you're right. They didn't address that fact, and that was important. But Alioto did say that the university would likely win if its case came before us, if its case. Not this case, but if the case.
Yeah.
And that just, in my opinion, that always gets under my craw because I really do not see any reason why judges, especially justices of the U.S. Supreme Court, should make comments like that lead to people believing they're predisposed. I want to believe in my U.S. Supreme Court. I want to believe they're unbiased. I want to believe they're taking it on a case-by-case basis by the facts that are presented right before them and not prejudging cases.
If a judge during the confirmation process, when asked about how they'd rule on a certain issue, regardless, gives the standard answer, I don't prejudge cases until they are before me. So I can't answer your question. I will apply the law to a case, and I'm not going to prejudge a case until the issues are before me and that case is before me. I get where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. Then why is it okay for a judge in an opinion like this to say what they would do on a case that has yet to be before them on the stated issues?
Yeah.
I agree with where you're coming from.
Yeah, it's just, I just hope that is not always misinterpreted.
Yeah.
You know, I just hope that it's not.
So this is Justice Alito only that's doing that?
Or it was joined by Coney Barrett and Thomas and Kavanaugh. So
I think it was either Kavanaugh or Gorsuch. I know that Kavanaugh and Gorsuch were not.
No, you're right. It was Gorsuch.
Gorsuch, because Kavanaugh agreed with the majority.
Yeah, you're right.
Which
was his reasoning, actually.
Which raises another issue, and that is, you know, you hear all the time during confirmations about these pontifications of, well, this judge is going to be a shill for this side. This judge is going to decide this way. And, you know, here you've got Justice Gorsuch, right? Gorsuch, who wrote the legislation or wrote the opinion that actually protected the LGBTQ rights on a decision about 2 years ago. And now he is in the minority dissenting in this one, right? But you've got he and Kavanaugh on opposite ends, both of whom were appointed by the same president, went through the same confirmation, had the same thing said about them, that they were, oh, they're just going to rule for conservatives. You know, if anything, you can look at something like this and have hope for, to the extent you can, impartiality among the Supreme Court, that you've got people that were certain they were going to rule conservatively or in line with conservative groups, and here they're not. They're on opposite sides of the issue. So.
Todd, I also think it gives people pause when you read a news item that says, this will be a conservative court, this is a conservative court. You just can't do that, because each of those judges, I followed the confirmation like you, they each said, look, I'll just follow the law when I see what's going on here.
Best example, Justice Roberts. Boy, when he was confirmed, everybody thought that, oh, we're just one judge away from a completely conservative court.
Right.
Can anybody look at Justice Roberts' decisions over the, decade and a half, 2 decades that he's been on the Supreme Court and say that he has been firmly in the camp of every conservative issue? No, you can't.
Once Justice Kennedy left, Justice Roberts stepped into that place where he is more of a...
what you'd call a wobbler, I guess. Huh?
Trying to keep the court, I think, steadfast in a way. And I don't know what else to say about that.
Yeah.
But I hope everything works out with our U.S. Supreme Court.
I do. I do, too. We'll be back for our final segment after this. Don't go away.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk with Todd Kunin and Denise Dirks, and they have a lot more to say in our final segment, which comes up after we break away, right here on your favorite local radio station and streaming live on RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to Radio Law Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Or 27.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Well, well, well. R. Kelly back in the news. R. Kelly found guilty of some more offenses after a trial in his home state of Chicago, Illinois. I realize Chicago is not a state. I'm waiting for people to hammer on me. Chicago, Illinois.
It's a state of mind.
It could be. Yes, it could. what happened in this one?
Well, it's really interesting because it's at the center of this trial is a video, and there's a video. And that video, he was actually charged with child pornography way back, I think it was as early as 96. And he was acquitted of that charge because the person in the video refused to really cooperate and to testify against him. And, wouldn't identify herself in the video and that type of stuff. So you're thinking, okay, so how can he be charged again for the same crime? Well, it's not a state crime now. He's being charged with a federal crime, and the federal crime is child pornography.
And we have covered this before on Radio Law Talk about how just because charges on the state level go towards an acquittal or what have you, even if there's a conviction, it doesn't prevent the same charges for the same or similar charges for the same conduct to also be brought on a federal level. This does not violate the double jeopardy clause of the Constitution.
That's right. And so he's been tried, And was also charged with witness tampering, rising out of that previous trial. And I misspoke. It wasn't in the 90s. It was 2002. That victim, she came forward this time. She's now 37 years old. She's no longer under his influence as she was before. So she testified as to what happened and identified herself and identified R. Kelly and was a very important prosecution witness in this matter. So he's got convicted of 6 counts of child pornography. And there were 2 other men that were charged, too, and they were both acquitted.
And he's already serving a 30-year prison sentence as a result of the conviction that he had out of the state of New York, which was also, I believe, in federal court. And so now he has this conviction of a federal offense out of federal court in Chicago. And, you know, I suppose somebody could look at this and say, well, he has yet to be sentenced on this. And so the question is, if he gets sentenced, is the court going to run that time concurrent or consecutive? I would think that it's going to be run consecutive. So,
I do, too. Child pornography charges, they have carry a very heavy burden and a sentence, for sure. And, I think that R. Kelly's looking at maybe the end of lifetime.
It could very well be, and it's a federal sentence, so whatever. But he's doing 30 years, he's going to have to do 85% of that time. So you know that he's already, I think 85% of 30 is somewhere around 25, 26 years. So he's already got that. And, it's going to be tough for Mr. Kelly, Mr. R. Kelly.
Right.
Yeah. Denise, let me ask you a question. Can the IRS go after Seabiscuit and Mr. Ed?
You know what? That all depends. And you know what it depends on?
That's a perfect lawyer answer, by the way. It depends. But on what?
It depends on if they're classified as perishables. Now, I know that sounds funny. You would not think that's what it is. But that is exactly what it is. We have a case where they seized a champion 15-year-old Holsteiner horse that was purchased for $750,000. And they needed to sell that horse quickly because the cost of that horse was going to be $45,000 to $50,000 a year. And they couldn't go through their normal channel of doing the auction sale and doing all of that because of the cost of the horse and the needs of a horse. And so the IRS came out and said, if it's a perishable item, which is defined under there, and horses fall under the perishable property items because they have a short life expectancy or a limited shelf life, and because of that, they are just likely to perish, and they may be food, flowers, plants, or livestock, and that horses fall under livestock category of perishable items.
I was going to vote nay, but obviously I got it wrong. So.
Well, you know, the horse in question, when federal authorities and then the media sought a statement from the horse, all they got was...
But he could count.
And talk, apparently.
And apparently had an aversion to glue. I don't know what
don't
that
know
is,
why,
but...
Right.
Oh, brother. So
and braids.
Glue and braids?
Mm-hmm.
What's the braids?
Tell.
Oh.
Mane.
There you go.
His main objection was right.
Oh, brother. See, we're getting off the rails here.
Yeah, we're
okay, all right. So we've been teasing this one. What is Netflix being sued for now?
Let me pretend a background.
Yeah.
And now, what is Netflix being sued for now with the story? Here's Todd.
So we did this story, I want to say it was like 4, 5, 6 months ago. There's a miniseries on Netflix, a great miniseries. I really liked it, called The Queen's Gambit. And the Queen's Gambit follows the story of an orphan female who was a savant when it came to chess and then rose through the ranks. It's a fictitious story. Rose through the ranks and to eventually take on the Russian grand champion male. And it was how she fought through a perception that women couldn't play chess, and she proved that she could kick butt and take names and all that. Well, at one point in time in this grand champion match, there's a scene in the movie where the camera pans, and as it's panning, the announcer who is doing play-by-play for chess, it's a riveting job, I know, says, and there's this person, and this person, and there's Nona Gabrielishvili, the female champion. Of course, she's never faced a man. And that statement led Netflix to be in a lawsuit because that individual had certainly faced men and beaten them prior to the
and that was in the game of chess.
Yes, right. And prior to the date of this. Yes, exactly.
And because this was not a fictional account, but a fictionalized account of her life, right?
She was a player that was a real player in the chess field.
Field. Yes. But I'm saying they didn't do it. This wasn't a biography. It was a fictionalized account.
Yeah. And so the issue here is, can a production be held liable if they reference an actual person in a work of fiction? And Netflix sought a dismissal of the lawsuit on that grounds, and the trial judge said, no, I'm not going to dismiss it. And so they appealed that ruling to the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit said, we will hear the appeal. And then the parties settled. So that has been taken care of.
That was a very famous Russian chess player. She was really well known, especially in Russia. She was known here, too, but she was really, really a popular character in Russia.
So it's like doing a lunar shot story, panning past Neil Armstrong and saying, you know, he never walked on the moon. Obviously the facts belied the claim made.
Exactly. I just think that you're going to have Netflix has two other lawsuits up on the same issue about the way actual people are portrayed in a docudrama, and we'll see how those shake out. But right now,
you know what's interesting, Todd? You guys have had so many great takes in the show. Some of them have taken a little time to unfold, but now it's time for us to listen to your and Denise's quick takes. Denise, are you ready with yours, or should we go with Todd first?
I'm ready with mine.
3, 2, 1, go.
R. Kelly, I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky is no longer valid. He probably won't see the light of day again.
Well, that looks like it's the way it might go. Mr. Kunin, what is your quick take today?
Oh, I guess unless he's on... Oh, I almost took yours.
you know, when I was a kid, I would have gladly accepted home detention by my parents as long as that home detention was overseen by the Federal Pretrial Services Agency, because I'd have gotten in no small amount of trouble being supervised by them.
Hey, where's Todd? I don't know.
Send the police over. That'll do it for this Radio Law Talk. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week. Have a good week, folks.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.